The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Checking in on the latest episode of the Kardashians while the wedding is happening across the pond.
God, Dolce and Gabbana is dressing
sponsored
everyone.
The wedding.
Unbelievable. Is that,
I don't get it.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, at this point, like this could sound ridiculous, but they truly are like the equivalent of the royals for America.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I
who else
them.
Gets press coverage like this? Who else gets Dolce and Gabbana dressing them? It's like the biggest deal. I saw this, which I don't know how to feel about, that Beyonce arrived and she's attending the wedding, which I like, I don't know. It either delegitimizes Beyonce or legitimizes.
No, no, my brain just exploded.
I don't know.
Is there a picture of her there?
No, I just saw the headline where it said like Beyonce arrived.
I don't
with
believe
Portofino
it.
Ahead
I don't
of the
believe
wedding.
It.
Like if Beyonce,
you
is
believe
there, why
it?
Would Beyonce
I don't,
be there?
I don't think she would be. Maybe she would.
She would be either.
She always shit on Kim Kardashian, which I think was a, which I didn't, I would have liked if Beyonce embraced Kim Kardashian, to be honest. I think, I think Kim Kardashian is actually pretty cool. I like how, I just think, I don't
think
know what the deal was, but.
I think her transformation in the last like 5 years has been pretty amazing, but I would, my defense of Beyonce would be like when Kim was first in the circles, it was kind of like, who is this bitch kind of thing. I think she's really legitimized
herself. I don't even know if
herself.
That would be true, though. I bet Beyonce would be cordial. Maybe it was we don't want to get, maybe they were on the outs with, who knows what
Kanye
was happening with Kanye.
Right.
She probably deals with him texting her at 3 a.m. There's
right,
probably
exactly.
so much shit she had to deal with.
Calling Jay-Z. Yeah, all that.
But it would
shit.
Get my blood a pumping if I saw Kim and Beyonce out to dinner.
Right. I think what this episode, which I was left with, is like, I guess I really like, I've come around on Kim Kardashian in a big way because I feel like the shit she's doing here is stuff that she 100% did not need to be involved in. Like, this is a choice. This is a passion area for her. It's actually doing good for
humanity. Beautiful. Yeah.
And like, I really give her credit for that because she had
That's
no,
beautiful.
She has fucking skim. She has KKDM. She has,
it's awesome.
She has enough shit on her plate. So to take on this and to be that motivated to it and be talking
it's
to this guy who's about to die, like I give her major props.
Yeah, to take that emotionally on and speak to someone before the guy that she was, I don't want to get this
the guy
wrong,
who died
is that was his last call was to her.
Yeah, right.
And then
it's crazy
she wasn't on the phone with Julius Jones, but he
made
survived.
It I mean he's,
god I hope yeah, he gets out of prison. There's no point in leaving that guy in prison to rot.
I think like,
makes me sick.
You know,
it
we've
makes
seen
me
this
cry.
In so many different ways of how this criminal justice system is like from Love After Lockup to this, like just deeply broken. Look at reality TV. But like
really
the
sad.
Fact that clemency comes down to one person, like just that the governor has this power to just like, what is the system is just so
well,
fucked
you
up.
God,
it makes no
you,
sense.
You always, I was always if a little kid with who didn't really understand what's going on. I was like, yeah, fry the people. They're bad. Kill them. Now I'm against
fry
it.
Fry them. Wow. It's an aggressive child thought.
Well, you know, I would be like, yeah, let's kill them. You know, or if somebody's a bad guy, you're told like you'd think if someone's in prison, they definitely did it. They deserve
right.
to have you know
right.
whatever. But some of right. these people, they didn't do it and they were set up and then they're sitting
yeah.
in prison and, as a kid, I didn't realize that, but now you do. And it's
well,
crazy.
I mentioned this show on the on our Bravo episode, but We Own the City in Baltimore, they have this scene where they're in the courtroom and they're trying to get 12 jurors for a trial.
Uh-huh.
And they have to ask have you had any encounters with the police? Every person is like, they arrested me for no reason. I was released the next day. They harassed me. They kicked my son. They kicked his head. He has stitches. So it like became, this is like a real thing in Baltimore. It became to the point where like they could not get 12 people on a jury who would believe what a cop said on the stand. And it's like, when that's the state of affairs, when like you can't get 12 people who haven't had a bad interaction with the police, like that's crazy. Crazy. And so it's like, this is what we're dealing with. And the system is like people like Julius Jones just getting fucked. And what the positive is, he's in prison for life.
Right.
It's
I know.
Like terrible.
Maybe he won't be. God.
Yeah, I don't know.
And maybe everything happens for a reason. Maybe she had a dad who, you know, he passes away. Then she becomes famous. Yeah, whatever reasons. But hey, if she can use her powers to help people, 100%. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Once she passed the baby bar, whatever that means, I was really happy for her. I thought it was really cute. She's at Red Lobster. I like the person who works with her or whatever. She seems really nice.
That's the person that Kanye has a lot of beef with.
Oh, I like her
out all the time. Tracy saying like, she's in your ear.
Oh, like, I like rocker. Her. She's so cute, isn't like, she? I don't know her, but yeah, just from looking at her. She
I don't
seems
know. There's
cute,
like but... there's a stage 5 clinger vibe to her that I do not like. You can tell she knows exactly the coattails she's riding and like she's riding them hard.
I'd have to see all the whole time. I feel like Kim's a good detector of it, though.
Yeah.
It's hard. I don't know. I guess I just saw the two moms out at Red Lobster. I thought it was cute, but you could be right.
I think the one thing that also on the flip side, like love the Kim stuff. On the other side, the Chloe and Tristan scene. I hate Tristan so much. I hate her with him.
I hate the way he talks.
Everything. When she said, though, when she's like, I mean, honestly, like this family, like we're just such great co-parenters. And it's like, this is not something like I get like getting to a healthy
your
co-parenting
mom fucked
place
around
great.
On your dad. Yeah, he had no choice.
Right. But we have a history, decades of terrible relationships that mean you have to accommodate multiple men into your family.
Yeah.
This is not something to be celebrated. This is failure of relationships.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Let's call it
spade
a spade.
It's nice that you guys all get along, but it's not that like, easy going.
No, you've got, let's think about all the like, the randoms that are somehow connected to you because of poor choices you all have made in relationships. Like this does not mean like, oh, we're so modern, our blended families. It's like, this is a bunch of failed fucking marriages and failed choices.
Courtney even said what the hell that she went through after she cheated on what Robert Kardashian with Bruce. And then Khloe went through a whole stage when she was young because of Chris's actions. I mean, it wasn't easy. And I'm sorry, Courtney's kids, they had a lot of time to get used to this and stuff, but they seem a little out of it. That little poor Rainey, I know that kids are attached at the hip to their mother, but they do seem a little stressed out about everything. Now they're in Italy getting photographed. Travis's,
I know,
this whole wedding. It's a lot for kids.
Listen, the face licking. I know you saw this.
Oh, God.
If Dorian licked my face, I would hit him. Like, I'm not even kidding you. If someone licked my face, my
like,
instinct to push your
kiss.
Fucking face away. No, don't lick me. That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Kids lick my face. It's gross.
I really like, I have to say, I like am fully out on Courtney.
I get it.
Like, fully out. I hate it.
I don't hate it, but it is a little, it's ridiculous. Her outfits with the black veil.
It's him and the priest, them walking into the doctor's office in this episode. She's just wearing like a sweatshirt and sunglasses, like a bum.
I know. Like her vagina's hanging out.
Yeah. And it's just, and it's like, cool. You guys are in love. I don't need to watch your fucking molestation everywhere. It's like, honestly, too much.
When Penelope says stop kissing, I felt kind of bad for Penelope. I understand kids don't want to see their parents, even their birth, even if it was Scott.
I said that
making out, but
yeah,
it's just see them
grabbing
happy,
ass and tonguing in front of a 6-year-old.
It is crazy.
Like
I love Travis Barker, but I guess people are pointing out, which I kind of vaguely remember, Courtney had her eggs pulled a while ago. So she might have, maybe she didn't keep him around on the freezer. Who knows?
Okay.
I was happy for with the egg, but I love how these people, if you're loaded, that's why it's, I guess Steve Jobs didn't, it scares me that Steve Jobs died, but I guess they did find Steve Jobs' cancer early, but he decided to not go with the treatment. And that's why he ended up dying, but they could have helped him live. He probably would have lived, blah, 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 whatever. But you could see when she says, do you have the doctor's phone number to text? Us normal people don't have no doctor's phone number to text. Oh, I got to follow my health or I have to, I can't even call my doctors.
Are you
directly.
Kidding? I've been
I
trying to get a fucking doctor's number. Appointment. Yeah. I've been trying to get a doctor's appointment as a center. New patient in Nevada since I moved here. It's fucking impossible. It's crazy. Yeah. I have no doctor's numbers.
So when she said, here's the picture, can you text that to the doctor? That got, that was like, holy shit. She better get pregnant, man.
Different echelon. I know.
It's crazy. The amount of money that they, it is. I don't know. It doesn't look like she's, wouldn't she be pregnant? I don't know. I feel whatever.
I'm out.
Have a baby. Have a baby.
I am fully out.
I have an issue though, Scott. If you want, I understand that Scott's family's dead and stuff, and I feel bad for him. But at the end of the day, you could see they're going to turn on his ass if he acts up too much, and he's not their blood. And it does. It sucks. But at the end of the day. What news headlines is Scott going to be at the wedding? What ex-husbands are at the wedding? I mean, she moved on in life. Scott, I'm sorry. Right. Are you hustling Lionel Richie to stay in that family? I know he has three. It's different. But the way that he acts, I feel bad for him, but you're not in the family.
I think I agree with you. He's gonna have to play it right, but they also fucked him because they have said 75,000 times like you're the family,
but that happens.
You're our son. Yeah, but you know, like you can't don't say that shit to people.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I know, but
like, that would be like Chris went from
things change, you know.
I love you so well, yeah, but yeah. Then don't say the things that make you.
No,
think
it's
that
not
he is
nice
family.
That they did that, but you always got to know, like, your family is your family, and if you're in a then he should have, if they're so important to him and Courtney was so important, you should have bucked up.
You know what the difference is, though? They'll deal with Kanye forever because Kanye is powerful and rich. And that's the fucked up part is that I feel like they're going to deal with the people who bring something to the table and they will, because
they were pushing him out at the birthday party though. They will. I don't know. Kanye has a little bit more power and he has a little bit more reach and people take him more serious.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's why they will deal with him more because he's
Scott
more powerful.
Around, but
maybe not.
It isn't true. I don't want to be cold, like, but that's the reality. People will promise you the world, but you know, at the end of the day, you hear Chloe was talking both sides of her mouth when she was in the thing, when she was talking on the bed.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. They'll turn on him
really cold, right?
Yes. Yes. That's, I think that's the thing is it's like, it seems a little bit tied to status. Like, Kanye will, because he also has a voice, right? Like in terms of like he gets amplified anytime he says anything. Like they're gonna play the game with Kanye, and they will. Like when he rolls up, I loved seeing him like be a dad and in the fire truck. I thought that was
so sweet.
Like,
I loved it. Me too.
And he was
it
like
was cute.
You just gotta wear the fire hat like with the kids.
He looked attractive like, even. I know.
Hey, are we supposed to believe that Kanye and Kim take the kids to school every day? Come on.
I know.
Just watching them like walk around. See, I love the way the show's filmed. Like watching her come up in her robe and Kanye's just standing there and it's like a normal conversation. Yeah. Like I love that shit. It's
and there's
so much
stuff that they got to talk about, but they're not going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I do. I know Kanye and he seems so healthy and level headed there.
Yeah. I like seeing that though. I like seeing him like
do
stuff, you know, be with the kids. You haven't seen, we haven't seen a lot of that.
I love it. I know. And I want Kim and him to be together. They seem like they are meant for each other. Like when you see her on the Met Gala carpet with what's his name? Pete Davidson. Her and Kanye, they just seem to go well together. I don't know. It's just sad. It's too much. Four kids. It's sad. And little North is best friends with Jessica Simpson. I just can't get over that. What a life. It was cute, though. Every kid would love to go to school in a fire truck. I thought that was really sweet. And he dresses like a homeless person, but he looks like the wealthiest homeless person you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
And yeah, he just his energy compared to Tristan's in that scene. Tristan's such a bitch. And Kanye does command such a presence. It's just crazy, right?
So lame. I've never seen such a lame person in my life.
I hope that it works out with Scott and they can get through this dumb wedding.
Me too.
I don't mean to be cold about it, but I just feel
I get what you're saying, but I think my issue is
I've promised the world. I've been in the situation where you're part of people's family. Then somebody, then you break up with someone.
You know what I mean?
I know, but
I think that's the difference.
Yeah, you have kids, but even so, you see the kids he should be around, but that's life. He's got to feel, I get it, but people turn on you.
I think it's just the fact that it was how long was our relationship? 20 years? I don't even know, 15 years of time. And like the continued, like they weren't together, he was always there. They were together, he was always there. Like just like the sheer volume of time. I think it's going to take a long time for them to figure out what it looks like next. And like,
and
they should stop saying shit.
Yeah.
Like your fucking family. Just stop saying shit. And then Scott will fall off or he'll fall in line. Like, don't tell him he's your son and then tell him to man up and that things are changing. It's like, what the fuck?
They should sit him down and just say, hey, you're not going to be invited to some stuff and some stuff you are. And if you can handle it, we're not going to have this conversation every single time. Yeah.
Right.
I like Scott. I feel bad for him.
I do too. I've always loved Scott on the show, even when he was a disaster.
But I love the press. Should Scott be at the wedding? Why would Scott be at this dumb wedding? Come on. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 is there and he had cancer. I'm happy to see that he's healthy and at the wedding. That Portofino looks like such a cute town.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine the money that they're bringing into that little town.
Right.
And
private planes.
There is I don't know if it's a curse or whatever, but Kendall Jenner's boyfriend choked on his last couple games at the NBA.
I was wondering, is he out of the playoffs?
And he choked bad. And he would be playing at I wonder where he prefers to be. I know he's probably happy that he's in Italy, but it's just like, damn, you choked. And was it Kendall? And they were saying that they broke up, but obviously they didn't. Do you think he's cute? I don't really find him that attractive. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either at all. You know what's happening, especially with young NBA players. They're too young.
Yeah, you're right. You know? Oh my God. Right.
He looks like a baby.
You're right.
That's what's happening. Like we went from like they were our peers.
Oh God, you're so right.
We could be their aunts.
Holy shit. You're so right. And I wonder how much security they have walking through those towns. It seems worrisome.
Oh, they probably got
someone might snatch a kid and run off into the Italian hills. That would stress me out being so famous and having kids.
Think about it. Your kids, if that's the only environment they're in, that's all they know. So it seems normal to them.
Oh, no, not normal to them. I'm not worried about their input. Just somebody doing something sketchy trying to get your kid. Yeah. I was in a Target one time. I don't know if I ever talked about this, but this guy started coming back and forth in the aisles and he was following us around the store. I only had two kids at the time, I think. This guy was so, and I've heard, I know on TikTok, whatever I see, I'm been off TikTok. This is before.
I've heard the same story.
Yeah. And it really did happen to me. And this guy kept following us around and he was like probably a 35-year-old white guy with a red beard. And I even went to the cashier and the guy followed us to the cashier and I said, get the fuck away. I started getting aggressive and I got the cashiers. I said, I'm not walking out to my car alone. Someone has to walk me out to my car. I started making a huge stink. I was legitimately terrified. And if I wasn't paying enough attention, I don't know what would have happened, but the guy was up to something.
Sometimes I'm like, do not pay attention enough.
And it was, there's a million times when I'm not paying attention, but it was so, it was so weird that you had to, that eventually if you'd have to be like out of it to not notice that the guy was wanting something. But if I think about it too much, it scares me, but it is frightening. And I'm not even Kim Kardashian. So I'd go everywhere with freaking security, which I guess they probably do.
Yeah, they do. I don't think they walk out the door without security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last week's episode, our audio just got screwed up, but we just want to say, what was it? Chris's house looked nice. We liked that.
Loved the house.
From the...
I'm trying to think of what we talked about last time.
I think it's the same, pretty what much was that the episode? Same thing. Ellen, yeah. Ellen being at the party. Did you see that picture of Rob? Did you see that? I should send you that. Crazy how they can
article,
shoot it, right?
It is crazy. I read an article about the downfall of Ellen the other day. That was interesting.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I kept thinking, like, the fact that she's in real close with, like, the Kardashians and Chris. And then you hear that, like, she was arguably, like, people say she was, like, the worst boss ever and, like, the meanest person
ever
met.
And there's like, stuff, like, people went on, like, that she didn't pay
Chris Jenner on the lower, just, like, both assholes.
Oh, they probably are.
Because, like, remember,
Birds of a Feather.
That said Chris? Oh, the Plaquemines trial, where all those texts from Chris came out, where it was like, she could be a fucking
she's
petty
nasty.
Bitch right there. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, her and Ellen are, like, low-key mean.
I know, and that's why poor Scott, he's really in a tight situation. At least he's got kids as leverage.
Him and
Kendall's house, that's really her house. That's what I'm talking about. Color on the walls, lived in.
Yes.
Cute house.
Even though I don't like Kendall on the show, I do think, like, when Scott said this, I was like, he's right. When he was like, Kendall's the most normal one in the family, she is.
Yeah.
Even though she's like a supermodel, she is the most normal. Like, she doesn't really fuck around with it. Like, you don't see her. She's not a Kylie posting shit on Instagram all the time. Like, she just doesn't have that same thirst, I think, like the rest of them do.
And she got a heads up, but she does look like a model. She is gorgeous. And at this point, she's probably working just as hard to get that spot on the runway. And she does a good job. It's not like she makes an embarrassment. That's not a charity spot, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
Poor Scott. Well,
justice for Scott. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I love Scott.
You remember how terrible it was? I get what you're saying, 100%.
I just want Scott to find some happiness outside of these people because he's never... I just feel bad for him.
He needs to get into an adult relationship and really... find a new like circle that
I mean,
can
he was
him.
With Lionel Richie's Sophia Richie's daughter for a
for like
long
3 years.
Time
but and see then, even then he was part of the family that's the thing
right
it's like even though when either of them were dating other people even when she was dating that what's his face Jonas like they were still he was still family so it's like they got to figure it out I think
but then behind closed doors he was texting that Giannis or whatever and or whatever the kid's name was saying nasty things about Courtney.
Yeah, it's funny.
Travis won't fuck we'll around see. Though. Travis, I think, could be a little snapper.
Yeah. God, I like him less and less the more that the two of them are together. It's really bad.
I could see that. I just hate their entire vibe. I love him just from my childhood, but I could see. I just wish I think it's sweet to find the love, but will it last for how long will it last? At some point you're going to not want him licking you.
I know. That's the thing.
Ugh. When will you get the ick? One day you're going to be like,
I have the ick.
Get
tell
the fuck away from me.
Enough.
Tyler's got the ick from me. That's for sure.
Oh, I meant I have the ick from Courtney and Travis. They've given me the ick. Overall relationships.
I sleep with this mouthpiece because I grind my teeth and Tyler's like, brush your teeth. I'm like, you don't love me anymore.
Marriage.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys. We'll be back. We love you.